Track 4, Visually Impaired News and Visually Impaired Tip of the Week. It's time to see the blind differently. Eleanor Southwood urges a new way of thinking when it comes to making things better for those with vision problems. It's hard to believe that today only 1 in 4 blind and partially sighted people of working age have a job. 4 out of every 10 blind and partially sighted people are not able to make all the journeys that they want or need to make. And only 17% of people experience sight loss are offered emotional support in response to deteriorating vision. Wouldn't it be amazing to live in a world where blind and partially sighted people don't have to think twice about being included? Where accessibility is the rule and not an exception. Where you don't have to book ahead for assistance when travelling on railways. And where audio description on films and TV is built in rather than being an afterthought. And where society understands what it really means to have sight loss rather than relying on outdated myths and misconceptions. The world is our vision of the future. A world free of barriers for people with sight loss like me, where we can live the lives we want to lead and are valued for who we are, not defined by the disabilities we have. Technology has a big part to play in creating this world. At the Royal National Institute of Blind People, we are working with some of the industry's major players to make sure that accessibility features are built into more and more mainstream devices. And there are the devices designed specifically for people with sight loss, such as the recently unveiled Orbit Reader, which connects to tablet, computer or smartphone to translate text to Braille on the go. We are proud to have played our part over the past 150 years in transforming the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Launched in 1935, our Talking Book Service provided servicemen who lost their sight in the First World War with access to stories they could no longer read themselves. It has become one of our most loved services. And now we offer more formats and titles than ever before, free of charge for people with sight loss. Our campaigning secured the introduction of disability living allowance for blind people, utility bills and political party manifestos in accessible formats, and tactile paving to make getting around easier and safer. Our work with organisers of the Olympic and Paralympic Games means that the London 2012 was the most accessible Games yet, with audio description on broadcast coverage. We've also helped make managing money easier, working with the Bank of England on tactile notes and coins, and with high street banks on accessible credit cards, and talking cash machines. But despite significant developments, life hasn't changed enough for blind and partially sighted people. Isolation, inequality and unemployment are still a fact of life for too many of us. Smart meters for blind and partially sighted energy customers. The new in-home displays will feature high contrast tactile buttons and speech output. Accessible in-home displays, AIHDS, for smart meters for energy customers who are blind and partially sighted, are being developed. Trade Body Energy UK, smart meter display manufacturer GEO, and with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, have been working with energy suppliers to bring the benefits of the technology to more people. Smart meters come with an in-home display that shows customers how much energy they have used and how much it costs. Energy UK says the AHID will feature high contrast, tactile buttons and speech output and is being tested by blind and partially sighted users, groups to provide feedback and guidance to shape the overall design specification. The units will be ready for testing with energy suppliers later this year and available for customers from the first half of 2019. Energy and Clean Growth Minister Claire Perry said, "Everyone wants a smart meter, should be able to feel the benefits. So it's great to see this innovation collaboration to support blind and partially sighted consumers to take control of their energy use. With access to accurate information, consumers will be able to take control of their energy use and save money on their bills. This is just one example of how smart meters, the cornerstone of the smarter energy system fit for the future, will help shape the way we all live for the better. The government recently announced first generation smart meters will no longer be deployed following the 5th of December 2018.
VI Tip of the Week. This week's VI Tip of the Week will focus on improving usability for visually and partially impaired users. Tip 1. Testing colours. Make sure you use proper contrast ratio for readability using tools such as the Colour Contrast Analyzer. Tools such as this, one test combination of text colour on background colour and also takes text size into consideration. Tip 2. Prioritise colour. The more colours you introduce to an interface design, the more difficult it will be for a non-vision impaired user to use. For an individual with colour blindness, this only becomes difficult as more colours are introduced. Adobe allows users with various types of visual impairment or colour blindness to proof images with colour universal design to ensure that graphical information is conveyed accurately. Tip 3. Font size adjustment. There are a number of ways to support readability for people with low vision, including magnifying software and providing the ability to adjust text size in browser settings. You can activate this by clicking Control and Plus to increase the font size. Tip 4. Keyboard accessibility. Keyboard shortcuts can make navigation for the visually impaired users far easier. A mouse is not useful for navigating because it requires hand-eye coordination. For people with low vision, keyboard commands make it possible to navigate a site without having to strenuously focus and follow a mouse cursor across the screen.